changed forever when a bullet, shot in a crowded Los Angeles bar, robbed him of his sight. The show opens with BC singer-songwriter and recent Canadian Aboriginal Music Award winner Krista Couture. Tickets at Ticketmaster, student ticket pricing available for both shows. For more information, visit chancenter.com.
Festival, one of Western Canada's largest performing arts festivals, in association with Theatre Conspiracy, presents Club Push, a festival within the festival at Performance Works on Granville Island. $20 gets you in to check out an innovative performance, a band, or a DJ. After 11 p.m., it's free. Tuesday through Sunday, January 27th to February 7th. Visit pushfestival.ca or call 604-605-8284 for information and the full Club Push lineup. Licensed and chill, it's the best time you'll have for $20.
Hey, ooh. Welcome to The Rib. This is Robin. You're listening to CITR here, coming from UBC 101.9 FM. It's Monday, and I'm definitely feeling like it's Monday. I thought I was getting better from my illness yesterday and decided that it would be a good idea to walk all around Vancouver in the slushy rain, and realized upon arriving back home that that probably hadn't been a very good idea. And so I'm not feeling super good right now. And it being Monday, of course. And a week being a long time. And school being, well, it's kicking my butt. So, yeah. Hopefully the show will cheer me up. And if any of you are feeling the way I am, hopefully it'll cheer you up too. My feature today is called The Blanket with two Ks. Their new album, or his new album, it's called Pegatively Nauseative. And it's a solo band, so it's Steve K, the artist. He's from Toronto. There's a lot more information on him on www.theblanket.com. It's a sort of an elusive figure, not very much actually about the artist himself, but quite a few sarcastic comments, which were relatively entertaining. He dubs himself an artist of reggae and experimental music. I listened to his new CD here, and it's, I can't really find the reggae part of things, but, I mean, well, what's in a name? So, I'm going to be playing some stuff from that. And, well, here, why don't I get started? I'm going to play the first track from that album. It's called, it's the title track, Pegatively Nauseative, 2003. Thank you. So that was the first track from The Blankets' new CD, Pegatively Nauseative. And I hope you found that more relaxing. Easy into Monday. Next up, I'll be playing something by Philip Glass, or written by Philip Glass. It's his second string quartet called Company. It's a standard quartet, two violins, viola, cello. And this was written in 1984. It's 8 minutes long, around. It was commissioned by the Maybough Minds Development Foundation for the dramatization of Samuel Beckett's prose poem Company, which was written in 1979. Here's a little excerpt from Samuel Beckett's poem. A voice comes to one in the dark. Imagine. To know... Oh, I'm sorry. I think I might have... Okay. Okay. To one on his back in the dark, a voice tells of a past, with occasional allusion to a present, and more rarely to a future, as, for example, you will end as you now are, and in another dark, or in the same, another devising it all for company. Quick, leave him. This is performed by the Smith Quartet. Okay. Following this, I will play another track from our feature, and that one will be called No Rainbows, as there will not be any today. No rainbows. But here's Philip Glass's second string quartet.
Are you clueless to what happens around campus? Do you hate the fact the most Canadian news outlets are owned by one company? Do conventional news leave you with a bad taste in your mouth? Well, don't be a hater. Be a joiner. News 101 is your source for alternative news from around UBC and the world. We're always looking for more newsies, so get in touch with us. Email us at news@citr.ca to learn about the opportunities that we have for you. You can also listen to News 101 at 5 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays here on CITR.
Welcome back to The Rib. You just heard No Rainbows by The Blanket. And next, I'm going to be playing something by composer Harry Partch. There's a piece he wrote, a huge piece, actually, with it even had a stage coordinator to coordinate everybody moving around the stage. Anyway, it's called Delusions of the Fury. And I'm going to be playing the first part of that exordium, The Beginning of a Web. Now, my roommate showed me Harry Partch on YouTube this week, and it was really amazing. He is an American composer and instrument creator based in, I think, San Francisco. He created instruments. Now, this is in the 70s, so I don't know if he's still around, actually. He created instruments such as, and these are all going to be played in the piece you're going to hear, things called the cry chord, or the marimba eroica, or the blue rainbow, or the bass marimba, which I would totally love to have in my house, the diamond marimba, and the gourd tree and cone gongs. So, pretty cool-looking instruments, too. And he has another set of instruments. I think they're called the cloud chamber bells or something like that, and they're huge glass bells. They sound really cool. So I'm going to be playing that, and then following that is another track from the feature called Failure is Our Game, a very optimistic CD he put out, this Steve K character, the last track being No Rainbows and then Failure's Our Game. But then the album is called Pegatively Nositive, so maybe it's not positively negative at all. Anyway, enough rambling. Let's hear some Harry Parch. Hey, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin. So that was The Blanket. Failure was our game. And before that was Harry Parch, part from Delusions of the Fury that he wrote. And that, you can actually, if you go on YouTube and search Harry Parch with a P-A-R-T-C-H, you will find this piece. And the video of the performance, and it's really, it's kind of old school, so it's hard to see because it's quite an old video, but it's really, really interesting. Yeah, so hey, for the rest of the day and evening, etc., we've got a few things lined up. News at 5, News 101, and then at 5:30 we have a fill-in. I have a feeling that there might be some hours open, some slots open, which would be good opportunities for people who are wanting to have shows on the radio. And actually, I was talking to a friend on the way here this afternoon, and he was saying, well, how did you get involved with the radio? And I said, well, it's super easy. You just wander into the station here and talk to somebody that you see, ask them what's up, and things will happen. You can sign up for a tour of the station. You can sign up for training. Will they actually show you how all the gear works and everything? Become a member and make a demo. It's as easy as that. And they'll, you know, tweak things here and there. And eventually you can become a fill-in and get your own show. So, yeah, it's a really worth it. Really, really, really worth it. Anyway, I was saying stuff about what else was playing today. So we have a fill-in at 5:30. Don't know who it is, but... And Becky S. T-O-S-O-M. 6 o'clock, there's a show. And that's new, I think. So, Radio Free Gack. 7:30 with Gary K. 9 o'clock, the jazz show with Gavin Walker. And another fill-in at midnight. So... we'll see what's going to go on there. All right. Next up, I'm going to be switching it and bringing the mood down again. Not as in depressed, but as in let's calm things a little. Because I think people are starting to get a little stressed out at school, right? It's almost midterm time. People are having everything assigned. Yeah, at least I know I am. This is a piece by Arvo Pärt, Annum per Annum. And he is an Estonian minimalist composer. He was born in 1935. And this particular piece was used in the 1998 film The Thin Red Line. And actually, parts of it are extremely quiet. Like I said, I'm bringing the tone down here. So, it's still there, though. I remember John Tanner from Son of Night Dreams, who has a show every second Monday at 6 after me. He was listening in his car to CITR, and I think it was my show, and he said, I was wondering, there's nothing going on, so I just stuck around to listen, and after a while you came back on, I was like, oh, I see. So a lot of the music I play is really quiet and subtle, but yeah, this one you might want to turn up a little bit. Anyway, enough yabbering. Here's Annum per Annum.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, what else can I say? I'm only going to be playing one more track. It's the last track I'm playing from the feature. It's called Wrong Life. And, yeah. I guess I'll be back next week, and then I'm taking a couple weeks off because I'll be out of town. But Luke Meat will be filling in for me, which means that'll be just as interesting, if not more. And, yeah, I'll be here next week. See you guys.
Every single dream turned into a condo.